You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shane.
Hello, Mike. Welcome back.
We are back.
I mean, wait. You should be saying that to me, actually.
I should. Welcome back.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
I feel a lot better.
Back. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Been a little under the weather.
I was, yeah. I got a cold, you know? It was...
Mm-hmm.
It happens on tour. Like, I don't want to say every tour, but I'd say, like, every other tour...
It's like when you have kids and they go back to school, you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
It's just what happens.
And you know, it kind of varies in what it is. Sometimes it's like, oh, my throat's a little sore, you know, or I've got a little bit of a cough. This was kind of full on. It was like a week pretty much of like, you know, I had the whole brutally sore throat, the sinuses that were like just super clogged. I'm dealing with a bit of a cough, but I can handle that. But yeah, man, it's never easy on the road. Can be kind of a bit depressing.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's just, you're trying to do your job and you've got this going on and you can't really take off because of it. And it's just adding on to the stress of being away from home and everything, right? We're sick and we just want to lay in bed.
I know. And I'm so disappointed because for the listeners, you know, Mike and I have been doing this show for coming up on 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have, in the 2 year span, we had not actually seen each other in person until last week. We were going to do last week's episode in person until I fell ill, but luckily I still got to see you and the missus in Detroit, in Royal Oak, Michigan, which was a really fun night.
Yeah, it was a good time. Great set list. Didn't play Massachusetts, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
It's on the wheel. It's on the wheel.
I know. It's on the wheel. Should have rigged the wheel for me, Shane. Come on.
We played it last night. I know that doesn't help you, but Orlando got it.
Lucky you, Orlando.
you did a great job, Mike, as always, when you do these things by yourself. It was a big top 12.
Mm-hmm.
Before we jump into that, is there any news?
Oh, yeah.
Any news this week?
So Orlando lucked out with getting to hear Massachusetts, but Detroit has lucked out on the concert announcements this weekend. We'll go with the really damn fun one that I'm super excited for.
All right.
We Came as Romans, playing their new record in full, with Hollow Front opening up. Do you want to take a guess at the two venues they're doing? They're doing two nights here in Detroit.
Two nights. Okay. Well, I don't know. St. Andrews?
Smaller.
Sanctuary.
Not that small.
the Shelter.
Kind of, right? Yeah. So the Shelter is the second night. The first night is at the Loving Touch.
Oh, nice. Those are both great.
It's going to go off. I'm trying to get tickets for both tomorrow. I'm actually going to the Loving Touch tonight. So I was going to see if they'll sell me tickets early, but we'll see.
Maybe.
But yeah, that's pretty lit. I'm super excited for that. As well as towards the end of October, We've actually got the Trevor Strand Memorial Show with the Black Dahlia Murder. They actually have an old guitarist returning, and their current guitarist, and I forget their names, is moving to vocal duties. So the band's going to continue. They're going to be playing kind of like a legacy set of a little bit of everything, along with Darkest Hour and Plague Years. So that's going to be an awesome show. I'm going to be trying to go to that as well.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
And that'll be at St. Andrews. So a little bigger.
I wish them the best with that.
For sure. Last news that we have, kind of some sad news, especially because we just talked about this band and think that they might have put out one of the best records of their entire career. But David Anderson, the guitarist of Soilwork, has unfortunately passed away at the age of 47.
That's terrible. Yeah. Coming off of such a strong record. And, you know, yeah, we've been talking just in length of what a great band this is. So
for sure.
It is really, really, really sad news.
Yep. Always unfortunate. But I mean, he's got quite a legacy with how many records he's put out in that time, right? I'm pretty sure he's been with the band since the get-go. So, yeah, overall sad, but such is life.
Yeah, it's too bad.
You ready to talk about last week?
Yeah, man. We got 12 records last week. There was a lot there, man.
A lot of good
I didn't
stuff.
Get to everything.
I didn't either.
I didn't get to everything. You didn't, even you didn't. I mean, yeah. So, but I'm more than happy to talk about any of them. The number one record, wow, what a curveball. Was not expecting this on a week with so many great bands, so many big releases. Holy Fawn.
I love this band so much. I'm seeing them tonight, right? So.
Wow. Well, I imagine seeing this band live would be quite an experience. Listening to this new record is quite an experience.
I agree.
I mean, this is super ambient. I don't know if you called it your Friday night bathtub record.
I did.
Or not, but it definitely has those vibes. Yeah, man. Light some candles. You know, I don't
mean,
know.
That's how I edible. Experienced it for the first time. It wasn't yeah. Friday. I was a little busy, so it was Saturday. But, you know, it was an absolute great time. I love this record. It's just got everything you want, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, if you're looking for this kind of record, it is kind of perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I even love how low they mix the vocals.
Oh yeah. It's
normally, I don't really like when this kind of music does that, but in this case, it really worked because mm-hmm. I was so, enveloped in this, you know what I mean? It was so, it really just kind of, I don't know. It's like a weighted blanket of a record. Does that mm-hmm. make any sense?
Yep.
It kind of just lays on top of you and you don't really move and you just kind of stay in one place, just kind of experiencing it. So
enjoy
it is a really
warmth.
Cool record. It's definitely not a rocker. It's not something you're going to be moshing to.
Oh no.
I don't think.
It's a very well composed piece that you need to sit down and give the time to.
Yes. There are some cool heavy parts though on this
thing.
Oh,
for sure.
But it is very, very, vibey.
For sure. I love it though. Absolutely awesome. Then number two, did you get a chance to listen to the full record Our Own Light by Buried Alive?
I sure did. I think
Banger City.
The band continues to grow. The songwriting is getting better and better. The production is getting better and better. Mm-hmm. The guitar playing always blows my mind.
Yep.
And just once again, I mean, this band just never misses. And I love everything about this. That's an EP, right? I love everything about it.
No, it's an album. It's like 15 songs.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely awesome, though.
Okay.
I love it. I think it's great. They did have a single called Our Own Light. So it had like two versions of that, I guess. You might have grabbed the EP version with all the singles, but.
Oh, my God. I might have.
Yeah, there's 15
I might have
songs,
only heard the singles. I think I screwed myself.
Well.
15. This is great news though.
Oh yeah.
Cause now
I thought I had like
five songs to listen to. Now I have 15.
Yeah.
I have 10 more songs to listen to and I love them all.
Yeah.
This is great. Wow. Okay.
We love to hear it. No, I think the record's great. I don't think they miss. Super excited for those guys.
100%.
What else do you want to talk about?
Well, 2 weeks ago, Megadeth put out an album.
Yep.
And I heard last week you wanted to wait for me to talk about it.
I did.
This album is kind of strange.
It really is, man.
It's really interesting. It's very long. The front half of the record is like super thrashy and fast.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few kind of really weird curveball-y songs, but the really strange head scratcher are the last two tracks, which is a Dead Kennedys cover.
Yeah.
And then a song featuring Sammy Hagar. It is just a really, really strange record. I'm not saying it's bad. In fact, this might be the best Megadeth record in like 15 years.
But I agree.
It is weird.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think those kind of like first four or five songs are really good and solid Megadeth songs. Then we get into kind of like, what is it? I think it's Junkie and Psychopathy, and those are kind of strange.
Yeah.
And then you get Killing Time, which is pretty good again. And then, I don't know, We'll Be Back is placed strangely on the record as like the last song too of the like the main record, right? Before the Dead Kennedys cover. I don't know. I think it's just very, very strange. And I don't know. Overall, I think I enjoyed it, but I don't know if I'm going back.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, if Megadeth rolls through, I'll go see them and I'll hope that they play We'll Be Back. I hope they'll play a couple songs from this new record and I'll enjoy them.
For sure.
But yeah, am I going to go back and listen to this record, you know, every week?
Nope.
Probably not. But that's not to say it's a bad record. It's really not.
For sure.
Other stuff from last week, I will say in the same vein, Ozzy put out a new record.
I love it.
You great. Liked it?
Yeah.
See, I liked parts of it. There are some really great moments on this thing. I felt like the record was just kind of too long and the songs were kind of...
That I agree.
Some of the songs were too long. To say, I don't want to call it boring. There were parts I thought that just could have been a little more refined. But Ozzy sounds great. And I mean, how old is this guy? He's got to be like 75 years old. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that he's still able to perform at this level. And
yeah, 73.
And there is some really cool guitar playing. I know all the features on the record were focusing on the guitar player that I guess played on it or helped with it.
Zach Wilde was on a lot. Tony Iommi. Zach Wilde. Jeff Beck was around.
Eric Clapton. That's very random.
Yeah.
But no, it was overall like a cool record and obviously something that I applaud him for, but... I don't know if I would recommend it, personally.
I recommend it. If you like Ozzy, you're going to like this.
Okay.
It sounds like Ozzy. That's all you can say.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. I want to talk about this Odeon record. The band from Brazil.
Yeah. Like Sepultura.
Yeah. Except this does not sound anything like Sepultura.
I have not heard it.
Okay. It's super cool. Jazz, R&B influenced post-hardcore. Very similar to Shrezzers or Origami Button, right? Overall, this record slaps. I think it's awesome. I was expecting it to be good. I don't think I was expecting it to be this good, and I wish I had put it a little higher. But I think it's great.
This is literally why we talk about the records.
Oh yeah, for sure.
This is the whole point. Yes. Hey, these are the ones last week. If you didn't get them all, well, these are the ones to actually check out. These are the ones like maybe you can skip or whatever. Put of less of a importance on. Yes.
Yeah. Palooza record was also incredible. I really like that. I think that's just some super polished death metal. That's just phenomenal. That record was awesome.
All right.
And then the EP from Wargasm, obviously that slaps. It was only one or two new songs, but still awesome. And same with Somerset. I absolutely love that EP. Oh. I've listened to that like two or three times at this point.
I do want to talk about that.
Yeah.
So God damn, that band is good.
I know.
It just does not get enough credit. The first track on that is like one of the best. It's just a masterclass in songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to the end of the EP and they have...
Back Together.
Back Together. Man, is that ever a self-aware, absolute just story of...
Yep.
You know, Brian's, I guess, life at that point and what happened. It's so honest. It was making me emotional, honestly.
Same here.
That's just an incredible song that I really encourage everybody. If you're going to listen to anything from last week, listen to that song from the Somerset, you know, a band that's back. And just that song Back Together is so, it's haunting. It's really good. So yeah, I really like that as well.
Yeah, I mean, that song really just hit me too. I overall think this EP is just great. It's such a good renaissance for the band. I think such a good time for them to come back, and I'm just really happy with it.
100%, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything else from last week to talk about.
I only have one more thing I have to ask you what you thought of.
Yeah.
The new Nickelback single.
Man, I don't know. Nickelback has never been that bad, in my opinion. Because, like, that's what I grew up with in my very formative young adult years on the radio and, like, listening to in the car with the parents and stuff, right? So I really don't think they're that bad of a band. I think the intro riff to the song rips, and then you get into kind of pretty standard Nickelback for the rest of the song. And it's not bad, but it's just like, that was fine. You know what I mean?
It's trash. It's all trash.
Whatever.
It's all trash. Okay, yeah, cool. You figured out how to do the we call it, in my circle, we call it the chord that ruined hardcore. Dissonant, like, we call it the chord that ruined hardcore. But yeah, Nickelback figured out how to do it, and they're like, we got to put this in a song. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
And this is the, just the whole subject matter of the song, like, Don't let me go to prison or whatever. Like,
yeah, don't.
What the fuck?
Don't let me go back to San Quentin or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, man. Okay. All right. Well, that was last week. We got probably quite a few more records to get to this week. So
only six. Let's kick it off, Mike. Seven.
A top seven. Let's go. Number seven.
So coming in at number seven, we're going to Boca Raton, Florida. For the new record, All the Truth That I Can Tell, which is a great album name, by Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, yeah.
This is a band who's kind of a staple emo band that has really kind of moved outside of that a little bit into a more clean pop and alternative sound that's still sad.
Yep.
I think this band's great. I just haven't really connected with these singles very much. I think I need the full story from this record in order to get that. And I'm going to enjoy this record a little bit more as a whole.
Death Cab has never put out a bad song. They never miss. Incredible lyricism, incredible vibe. It's just an amazing band. And, you know, I think that these singles have been great, honestly. I have nothing bad to say about them at all. And this band just continues to, you know, be able to have this really, really hardcore, you know, crazy fan base. But at the same time, break into the mainstream and be able to do, you know, all those things too. And, you know, it's really a beautiful thing, you know?
For sure.
And I cannot speak more highly about this band. That's what I'm trying to say. So let's go. Bring it on. Death Cab records are always amazing. And this is number seven, which is crazy because this should probably be number one.
I mean, when we get up there, you're going to understand why.
All right.
Coming in at number six, El Paso, Texas's own progressive rock band, the Mars Volta, coming in with their self-titled record.
Yeah.
I'm here for this, dude. I like the Mars Volta.
Dude, I love the Mars Volta, but these singles are fucking so different.
They really are.
Like the, you know, the first Mars Volta album, you know, Deluged in the Crematorium or whatever that record was called. You know, this band comes out of the ashes of At the Drive-In, and it's like At the Drive-In on steroids.
Yep.
And the songs are like 9 minutes or longer and crazy, and there's all this stuff.
Buck wild.
And then I listen to these Mars Volta singles now, and they're like 3 minutes long, each one of them. And it's like they've just kicked all that shit, all that progressive shit to the curb. It's kind of, I'm kind of into it personally, but I am surprised that they've done this, and I don't know what their fan base of, you know, a lot of, I'll just call them nerds, are really going to think about this. So I got to go on Reddit and see what people are saying, because I was surprised as hell to see that they're doing 3 minute songs now.
Yeah, and I don't know myself either. I think I haven't looked at the album track lists or anything like that, right? So it might just be for these are the singles and they're kind of shorter songs, and we get longer ones on the record. But overall, I think the songs are still pretty good for what they are. I don't think you need to have long, crazy songs if what you're saying can be said in 3.5 minutes. And if they were looking at these and they're like, if we wrote these like our previous work, we're just going to be adding filler to songs.
Honestly, it's just coming from what they come from. It's so
definitely
interesting.
A different vibe.
I remember their second album came out and they had one shorter song on it. I think, was it called The Widow? I'm trying to remember now. And it was like the song that they obviously pushed to radio. And even that was like longer on the album. And then they like, you know, the label did like an edit. Yeah. So for them to just be saying, well, whatever, we're just going to write short songs now, it's just interesting to me. So that's what grabbed me the most. Of course, this band is super talented. And I love At The Drive-In. So, and I love Mors Volta. So this is exciting.
For sure. Next up, back into our quote-unquote abnormal top five. We've got the new record from Behemoth. I think it's pronounced Opus Contram Naturam. There's Vs in weird places, and I don't know. But Behemoth's probably one of, if not the biggest black metal bands in the world anymore. And I think that this record is just a complete follow-through of what the band does amazingly in creating kind of an epic black metal sound, right? It's clean and it sounds good and evil.
Yeah, definitely evil, definitely heavy. Spastic, pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. I heard this band spends more on photo shoots than they do on their albums.
Can confirm.
So, whatever, it's cool. I mean, there's obviously an aesthetic that Behemoth has. You know, they're trying to be kind of the most, you know, out there band.
Yep.
But, you know, that's a big part of what metal is. So for them to embrace that and not just show up, you know, wearing a leather jacket and some death metal band shirt underneath it, like they're actually, you know, trying to do, to make more of a statement. So I applaud them for that. And I think the music speaks for itself. So, yeah, Behemoth are the real deal.
Yep, I agree. I think that this record's, if people are looking for early Behemoth, it's not going to be here, right? They've definitely cleaned everything up, and I think it's going to be more similar to their recent works. But overall, I've heard good things from friends who've gotten the album early, and I, just based on these singles, I think it's going to be exactly what we expect from them. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, 100%, man.
Ready for the number 4?
Big time.
So I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Black Audio is the cooler project than AFI. And I'm really excited. We're getting a new Black Audio album this week called Trop de Amor.
Dude, I laughed at you when you said that.
I know.
And I regret it because I think you, at this point anyway, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
The last AFI record, as we've talked about a couple of times, was a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
Both with the songs and the production. These singles...
It's
are
so
great.
Good.
They sound awesome. The songs are good. The melodies are good. This is like throwback to, you know, the kind of Depeche Mode.
Exactly.
Maybe Erasure vibe of the, you know, late 80s, early 90s.
They're like just
but
dark pop.
It feels good though. It feels like this is maybe more what the band wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, I'm not sure. Davey Havoc, I know, is involved. I don't know if the other members are.
It's two members from AFI. It's Davey Havoc and Jade Pudgett.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, I mean, maybe it just feels a little more like they're a little more interested in making this kind of music right now, you know, later in their life.
That's just how it feels. They feel so
invested. I applaud it. These singles are great. I'm actually really excited to listen to this record all the way through. I think this thing is really, really good. So yeah, Black Audio. It's, I think you're right at this point. This is the more exciting AFI project.
Yeah. And I've seen both groups live. I had a much better time at Black Audio too. So I don't know, man. I don't know. Is what it be?
I don't know. Yeah. Check it out, everybody. Wow. Okay. Still nothing is top Death Cab, by the way. But we're going to get into the number 3.
So coming in at number 3, we've got the new record, The Nine Choirs by Tribal Gaze. This is a death metal band from Longview, Texas that is a bit newer. The album actually premiered today on Revolver. So I'm a bit more versed than the one single I was able to give you. But this band is awesome and just really, really combines kind of all of the perfect groovy elements from a lot of older like 90s bands. Like it's very, very old school Morbid Angel with a little bit of like Pantera groove in there, some Death Angel, like Exodus a little bit and some of the thrashy portions. It's just such a good blend of like old school death metal. And after listening to this record, I think it's incredible. It's just so good.
Yeah, I was getting like sort of a little bit old school vibes with modern production and some modern elements, which I really like because I find sometimes, you know, Undeath, you know, a band that like made a lot of waves with kind of going back to the old school sound, but they didn't have the modern production. Mm-hmm. And then there's some of the super, super, you know, really modern bands, which I think maybe miss a little bit on some of the...
By being too clean, yeah.
Yeah, a little too clean. So this is kind of right in the sweet spot for me.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm really excited. I didn't know anything about this band. I think they've only got like 7,000 monthly listeners on Spotify or something. So it's a
this is
a smaller
one of my
band right now.
Newer treats. So, right.
Yeah. Right. Number three. It's this. And get that rookie card if you like death metal. You're going to like this one.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's one of the better death metal records released so far this year. I originally had it pretty low on the list this week, but after hearing it today, I just copy pasted it and shot it up because it's really good.
All right. All right. Well, let's get to number two.
Number two. This one was kind of a coin toss based on what I wanted to put here today. Put number two, number one, right? But coming in at number two, going to Germany, we've got the new record Techno by Electric Callboy. This band, arguably one of the biggest bands blowing up right now in our entire scene, with the amazingly funny music videos, as well as being able to write awesome, catchy songs. I don't think we have to say much about this. This band's incredible. This record is going to be great. It's going to be fun. It's going to have a refreshing take on metalcore and just be really, really good.
Yeah, they have their own sound. You know, I don't think they get enough credit for that. They get everyone talks about, oh, hypa and Pump It and all the funny videos and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they are great and they are entertaining, but they do have kind of a cool sound that doesn't really sound like anything else. They have this super kind of genty heaviness to it that gets
very
like pretty
crabcore refined.
Yeah, but then exactly. And then they have all the, you know, super kind of synthy poppy stuff with some very talented singing. Mm-hmm. One thing I didn't realize, that I listened to all the singles and I watched all the videos just to prepare.
Yep.
And I didn't realize that they did so many songs in German. I thought that they sang exclusively in English. So that kind of, I was surprised. You know, that one video where they're like on a boat and then all of a sudden everyone's dead. Yep. That video took a strange turn. Like that song being in German, I was
really
actually surprised. I didn't know that.
Left that one as a single, just like as a quick aside in the record in the middle of it. Because that would have just thrown me off listening to the record the first time. But I don't know. The video is good too.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. Definitely different for them. But no, I mean, I think, this band is... This is a big moment for this band, I think, you know, releasing this full length after kind of being caught up in the hype for the last couple of years. It's like, okay, now they're ready to kind of move beyond that and past that and kind of see what's next.
For sure.
And this is going to be that moment. I think that we're going to see, you know, how this is all received and, you know, what they're going to do.
Yep.
You know,
and I'm really excited for this. This is a band I've been listening to since high school and championing like Bury Me in Vegas and We Are the Mess are just some great records that I really, really enjoy from their older days. And now this band blowing up just so deservedly so and really finding their niche. I'm extremely happy about it because I think these guys are just great. And they've got so much personality that they bring to the scene that a lot of other bands really don't, right?
Oh, I'm 100%. Absolutely. There's no question.
For sure.
All right. That's Electric Callboy at number two. We are going to move on to the number one release of the week after this little break. We'll be right back. Hello.
Yo.
We are back.
You ready for that number one?
You don't even want to do any small talk. You just want to get right to the tunes.
I do. No talk of the ads this week. Right to
it. Okay, well, we don't even know. It was probably, I don't know, Kenan Thompson talking about something, or maybe it was Tracy Morgan or another some Saturday Night Live alum.
Andy Samberg.
That seems the only ads I get are Saturday Night Live alumni. I don't know what's going on. It's fantastic. All right, we're going to get into that number one album right now, Mike. Let me have it.
All right, so anybody who doesn't have this record as their number one this week either doesn't listen to metalcore or lives under a damn rock. We've got the new record Color Decay by the Devil Wears Prada. They have released their best songs that they've ever released as a band. I think they have finally eclipsed their early years of Plagues and With Roots Above and have gone full force into becoming one of the largest and most prominent and best bands in our scene with this record. What do you think?
Hard agree. Obviously, these are good friends of mine, and I talk to them all the time. And I've watched their personalities change, and I've watched their the way they take their music. They take their music more and more seriously now. Mm-hmm. They work harder at it, and
they invest the, you know, more. It's more emotional, and you can just feel that within the songs as well.
Like, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you're right. These are the best songs they've ever released. Every single one of them. I actually haven't heard this record all the way through, but I assure you it will be the best Devil Wears Prada record. And a band that I think has always been, had a lot of hype. Mm-hmm. They've been on a lot of tours, you know, but then they were kind of more known for like the Zombie EP and now the Zombie 2 EP.
Yep.
You know, these kind of theme records.
Which I'll Die on This Hill Space is still the better EP than both Zombies.
I know you love that. I know you love that. But they, you know, I think this is finally like a band that's, their music is catching up to their reputation. Mm-hmm. And now we have this incredible record coming from this band. And I think it's going to really take the world by storm. You're going to see this band continuing to headline massive rooms, you know, all
they
over America.
They haven't been headlining for a little while since the Plagues anniversary tour, which that was before a pandemic, right?
I mean, they're playing the biggest shows they've ever played right now.
Agreed, but I want a headlining tour. Come on, boys.
Yeah, it's really, really cool to see. And yeah, this is absolutely the number one record of the week, Death Cab. All right, I'll give it number two. I'm not going to reorder your list, but I there's a lot this week to listen to. And I'm most excited just to hear your thoughts on the Prada record next week.
For sure. I'm so excited too. I think it's just going to be amazing.
Absolutely, man. All right. Well, I'm sure you got a couple honorable mentions. Should we get to those?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do a recap first.
Recap first. Okay.
Number seven.
All the Truth That I Can Tell by Death Cab for Cutie.
Number six.
The self-titled record by the Mars Volta.
Number five.
We've got Opus Contram Naturum by Behemoth.
Number four.
Trop de Amor by Black Audio. As black with a Q, B-L-A-Q-K.
Yeah, that's important. It might be hard to find if you don't
know that. It just feels weird to spell that.
Know that. Absolutely. Number three.
The Nine Choirs by Tribal Gaze.
Number two.
Techno by Electric Callboy.
And number one, of course.
The new record, Color Decay by the Devil Wears Prada. Easy choice.
There you go. All right. Now hit me with those honorables.
Okay, so I've got one album that's an honorable mention. We've got a new record from The Darling Fire. This is kind of a weird emo alternative southern rock band. I think they're really good, but I can't talk about them enough to kind of put them on a list. But if any of that sounds appealing, maybe check that out. I think they're super talented.
I love Darling Fire.
Oh, cool.
And they're tremendous.
Playing Furnace Fest, but they don't like fit on the normal Furnace Fest like band that you have an idea of, but like they're so good.
Well, two of the members, the singer and the bass player, a guitar player, they were also in this band, the Rocking Horse Winter, back in the day. Mm-hmm. They were one of the kind of quintessential emo bands back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And and Jolie is the singer's name, and they've had this project going for a little while, and I think they're finally kind of coming into their own, and this is going to be probably the record that turns some heads. So Darling Fire, yeah, great band.
For sure. I think they're good. Next up, there's a new EP from Weeping Wound, super fun band. Make sure you check that out if you're kind of into like the hardcore deathcore stuff.
Okay.
And then the rest are singles. I know I mentioned last week that we have a Yumi at Six single featuring Rao from Enter Shikari that came out this week. So my apologies. We also have a new Sleeping with Sirens song this week. So make sure you check that out. That record's coming out pretty soon. Today we got the new In Flames single and it sounds like old In Flames. So I don't know which In Flames is In Flames anymore, but it's a good song. Make sure you check it out.
I love that.
We've got Landon Tours releasing a new solo song. So that's always a good time, obviously, of The Plot and You. Make sure you check that out. Just absolutely phenomenal vocalist and songwriter.
Yeah.
What else we got? We got a new song from The Gloom in the Corner. That'll be fun. New song from one of my favorite upcoming bands, Isotopes. They're kind of a metalcore post-hardcore band out of Australia that are just really cool. As well as some other smaller bands like Magnolia Park and Young Culture, really kind of taking the pop punk scene by storm at the moment. They've got new singles coming out, so I'm very excited for those. Carousel King's a band that's been around for quite a while, kind of easycore almost, are putting out a song featuring Rory from Dayseeker. So make sure you check that out.
Cool.
Always very a very cool. talented vocalist. Kingsman is kind of a cool up-and-coming metalcore band, and they've got a new song coming out. They're on Sharp Tone. Classic death metal band Exhumed putting out the second single from their upcoming record, so make sure you check that out. Interloper, a really cool progressive metal band, just put out a new single. It's really, really good. And the last honorable mention, yesterday I got the most wonderful birthday gift with a new Lorna Shore song.
Oh, yes.
Always love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this band is like just in this perpetual hype machine.
It really is.
I don't know what I'm waiting for. I don't think I need to wait for anything because it just keeps coming. But I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'm just waiting for like a big full length record to drop or something. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
There's two or three parts of this song, but like this is part one of the song. So there's a very, very hard and abrupt cut at the end of the single.
All right.
And like, you'll see what I'm saying when you listen to it. Cause like it's going absolutely in and then all of a sudden there's just no noise in your headphones and it's very strange, but the song's banger. Can't wait to hear this record coming out in about a month. I think this band's on absolute fire and wouldn't be surprised at all to see this or The Devil Wears Prada at the top of many people's top tens at the end of the year.
We'll see.
For sure. Yeah, that's everything I've got going on. You got anything else going on?
Well, no, I don't think so, Mike. I think you covered it and great work last week.
I try.
So much to talk about. And I look forward to next week talking about these records and more. The hits keep coming. And thanks everybody for listening.
They don't stop coming.
Another record we didn't really talk about this week is the new one from Parkway Drive.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to let everybody know that next week on the main podcast feed right here, we're going to have a lead singer center episode with Winston. Long awaited guest of the podcast. It's a good one. So that's going to be up on Wednesday of next week. So make sure you tune in for that. And
did you like the new record?
I do. I think they're finding it. You know, I think they had a little bit of growing pains at the beginning when they kind of did a little bit of a 180 on their sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're kind of finding it. So I think this is great and great to see those guys, you know, doing what they want to do. I think there's, when you listen to the record and then you hear Winston speak about it, I think there's a context there that also will maybe help people understand the album as well. So
I hope so.
Definitely a must listen.
Yeah, I think it's pretty okay. I think the songs will sound good live, and that's all that matters.
Well, they're ultimately a live band.
Oh yeah,
I mean that's they're one of the best live shows in rock music, pretty
for
much
for sure.
They're up there. So anyway, Mike, thank you, and of course, everybody, make sure you can check out. Make sure you know you can check out the whole list at Slappy Slam on Mike's Instagram. Woo-hoo. So make sure you head over there for even more stuff than we even talked about.
Hell yeah.
And that's our show. Thanks, everybody.